How are we doing?
Were they better than you thought they would be, the Miami Dolphins?
They have a good team, you know, and they always play pretty well down here, especially against us. And we just, you know, we had a decent first half. I think we left some opportunities out there in the first half. And then the second half just obviously didn't do anything in the third quarter and led to a one-dimensional team in the fourth quarter. And we, you know, didn't make enough plays there. So, you know, I give them a lot of credit. They dealt with a lot of injuries and, you know, I'm pretty mentally tough. And we got to learn from it. And get back to work. No one's going to really feel sorry for us. We got to, you know, the guys in the room have to dig deep and see if we can go out and get a win next week.
Did you feel as if you were let down a little bit in terms of protection? Didn't have a lot of time, especially in the second half.
I mean, those guys are working their tail off, so that's a good front. I mean, we got to do better in all areas. I got to do a better job. That's kind of where I'll focus this week.
Good to have Gronkowski back in the lineup to throw the ball to.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player for us. So I think, you know, all of us have to go out there and play a lot better than we played today. I mean, you can't play the way we played today and think we'll win a game of the season. So, I mean, there's nothing that positive to really take from the things we were doing. I think this is a good way to, you know, it's a good example. If you do the things that we did today, you'll get beat. And, you know, we played a good football team at home. Like I said, we had a decent first half, but you got to put 60 minutes together if you're going to beat them.
Because the veterans on either side of the ball have not played a lot, I suppose it's arguably true for them. Do you think conditioning was all a factor?
You know, we've been practicing this all summer, so I don't think that played a part of it. I think we just, you know, our execution was just terrible.
How about up front? I mean, it makes sense that you would rotate offensive linemen for a variety of reasons. I mean, that seems sensible, yet obviously you weren't gelling up front. Substitution, the changes affect that?
Well, I don't, you know, truthfully, I don't think we're really gelling anywhere today. I mean, there wasn't much positive, you know, from the quarterback position, the receiver position, the tight end position, the running back position. I mean, none of us can play like that and expect to win. So all of us have to go out and do a much better job than we did today. Take the coaching, understand what we need to do better, and then go out and execute next week.
It's been a while since you guys lost the first game, and this is a relatively young team compared to the rest of the league. How important is it for a guy who's been around, whether it be you or Willie or, excuse me, or Vince or anybody, to make sure that the mindset doesn't crater?
Well, it's a long football season, and you got to make improvements throughout the course of the season. Whether you win or lose, I mean, you're not going to be playing really perfect football, you know, especially in September, but you got to try to win these games. These are important games to win. They all count the same. You know, like a win or a loss counts the same in September, it does in December. It's just, you know, we just didn't play a good football game. You know, we got up to a decent start, made some turnovers, and then let them back in the game in the third quarter. And then, you know, we just couldn't do anything in the fourth quarter. So, we'll try to figure out the things that we did wrong and build on the good things and, you know, get rid of the bad things. And hopefully it'll put us in a better place next week.
What was the change in the second half that you saw?
I think our execution was, you know, was just terrible. We just couldn't do anything offensively. We couldn't sustain drives. We couldn't get a first down. We couldn't run it. We couldn't throw it. Yeah, it was just a bad day.
Are you surprised that by the end of the first quarter, all three of their starting linebackers were out? I told you before the game that would be a situation. You're taking them back that you couldn't take any advantage of them.
I know. That's, you know, but like I said, they had some, you know, the guys that came in did a good job, 53. Trusnik did a good job. I mean, they got some good players, especially depth at that position. They got a good front, good players in the secondary. They make you earn it. Just couldn't sustain anything, you know. We just, too many drives where we sputtered, and certainly the second half, the third quarter was, you know, you can't play football that way.
It looked like Gronkowski was playing like a guy who hadn't played in games. Did you have some of that sense that it looked like he was just a little bit behind in his reactions and so
on? You know, like I said, I don't think everybody, you know, the guys in the blue jerseys today, I don't think any of us played very well, so I don't think that was, you know, Gronk or anybody. It was anybody in particular. I mean, it's a team sport, and we all rely on each other. I think we play with anticipation. We communicate well, and we try to go out there and play for each other, and you play to win. And I think today we just didn't do the things that we need to do to win. You can't turn the ball over like we turned it over. You can't give them short fields and have opportunities in the pass game and the run game to make more yards than we did, and we just didn't do anything with it.
Were you affected by the rush yourself? Obviously, it was still long there as the second half. Did you feel yourself
affect you by that negative?
That's a good question. You know, I just don't think you want to stand back there and hold the ball when you know they're bearing down, so you just try to pick guys out and make the throws. But, you know, there's times where you probably look on the film and you have more time than you think, and it's part of playing football. It's, you know, that's the things I got to do a lot better job and using my instincts to help our team, you know, move the ball and score points. It's good. Thanks for asking.
Last question, guys.
They took away everybody in the second half. I mean, we didn't. We didn't make any yards in the second half. I mean, it wasn't one guy that we. I mean, anybody we threw the ball to, we didn't do anything. So, we didn't run it. We didn't throw it. You know, I think that was not just to Julian. That was to every player, and we couldn't produce any yards. So, thanks, guys.